Good afternoon, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. There's a jobs boost on the way for Etelbrook with the creation of an estimated 650 new positions. The former Heinz van Landvik cigarette factory in the town is set to be replaced by a new Nordstad administrative centre. Opportunities are expected in the administrative, commercial and gastronomic domains. More than 4,000 people, both EU and non-EU citizens, have been deported in the last 4 years from Luxembourg. The reasons cited for the deportation were on the grounds that individuals represented a threat to public security or were an unreasonable burden on the state. Anyone notified of such a decision must leave the Grand Duchy within 30 days, Minister of Home Affairs Leo Glodon explained in response to a parliamentary question from MPs Corinne Cahan and Minnie Manella of the Democratic Party. The Ministry of Health has launched its latest awareness campaign to highlight the importance of early detection in the fight against bowel cancer. Bowel cancer accounts for 10% of all cancer cases and is the world's third most common and second deadliest form of the disease. In Luxembourg, the Ministry of Health has sent out 300,000 invitations encouraging people to participate in the national screening programme. However, response rates have been reportedly low. In other news, rescuers in Argentina are continuing to search for two sisters aged 1 and 5 who were swept away by flash floods that killed 16 people in the city of Bahía Blanca at the weekend. More than a year's worth of rain fell in a matter of hours at the weekend, inundating entire neighbourhoods of the port city, about 8 hours' drive south from Buenos Aires. And Ukrainian drones smashed into high-rise apartment blocks on the outskirts of Moscow early today. Both Ukraine and Russia have said it was the largest attack on the Russian capital in the three-year conflict. The Kremlin condemned the attack, which comes just hours before top US and Ukrainian officials sit down for peace talks in Saudi Arabia. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out rtl.lu. In football news, Manchester United has announced plans to build a new 100,000-seater stadium. The decision by the Premier League club came after an extensive consultation process around whether to develop their existing historic Old Trafford Stadium or build a new one close by. United said it hopes the new grounds can be finished within 5 years. And in cycling, Belgian Tim Merlier burnished his reputation as the man to beat in sprint finishes as he shot to a second straight Paris-Nice stage win on Monday. The 32-year-old also extended his overall lead in the standings after two stages of the race conceived as a mini Tour de France. For more sports stories, head to rtl.lu. Some clear sunny spells are expected this afternoon, with forecast highs of between 9 and 12 degrees.